Good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and I have an amazing show for you today. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's Friday, so that means I don't know what's going to happen. It's the Roundtable Talk Show, so that means I don't know what's going to happen. We start with introductions, and somehow the show just goes everywhere. If you missed out on yesterday's show, definitely want to tune in. It was one of the most heated shows I've ever had. The discussion was going back and forth. And I was like, yes, this is what the Roundtable Talk Show was made for. Opinionated people who have something to say. Now, you're looking at me. I have on my little hat today. Usually I'm not this casual, but my dear friends over at Waking Giants, who were guests on the Roundtable Talk Show, sent me over a hat, as well as this nice little handkerchief. I don't know if you can see it, but they sent it over to me at Waking Giants. And like I said, they were guests, my dear friends, Sarah Bonds and Martha Pinkoffs. So please check out their website. One of the things that they did is they had a lot of resources that are available to people and businesses who are going through or being affected by COVID-19. So please check out their website at wakinggiants.me. And tell them Sharifa Hardy said hi. So since it's casual Friday at work, I decided to throw on a hat. So here we are. So I'm going to introduce today's guest. Now, one of my favorite people, he's been on my show several times, which is why he just loves me and he forgives me. So when I initially launched the Roundtable Talk Show, I said, you know what? This show is live. No need to record it. We're going to be on Facebook. We did an excellent show. And guess what? Guess who forgot to hit the record button? Sharifa Hardy. So we missed out on his entire appearance. But he said, you know what? I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you a 10th chance. Because I've been on his podcast. He's been on my Ask Sharifa videocast several times. So he's back with us today, Dr. Ken Keyes. And Dr. Keyes is an expert in leadership, as well as wellness, purpose, self-awareness, and personality assessments. You forgive me, Dr. Keyes?
Absolutely, Sharifa. I mean, you owe me lunch when restaurants open up, but after that, we're fine.
You okay. Can have a virtual wine toast if you want. I can help you out with that.
Fair enough.
I would love that because, you know, every now and then I'm going to need some wine for something. This has been, like I said, yesterday got heated. So, hey,
we're in. Let's do it.
Rather than later. Dr. Keyes, back to that lunch. With everything going on in the world, delivery systems are at an all-time high. Why don't I just, you know, Uber or Postmates something over to you?
Well, it's still not you, but there we go. It's about that relationship. Sure, we have Zoom, but that's fine. I'm going back to normal. I don't care what anybody else does.
Yes. That's what, hey, I can't wait to get to the new normal as well. Now, you've probably seen this face before. Lovely gentleman was on the show before, and he spoke about some of the changes he made in his life. And I said, Daryl, you are so amazing. Come back. Talk to us about some of the things that you have going on. Our next guest is Mr. Daryl Holt. He's a public speaker. He talks about the importance of influence, charity, human life. And he also talked about, as a result of everything going on in the world, his new venture in helping people with meditation. Good morning, Daryl. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing excellent.
Daryl's always like this. He's so chill. He's so laid back. And that's why his thing is meditation. How are your meditation Zooms going?
Oh, they're doing great. I've been having people as guests, and I had Keon. I can't pronounce his last name properly, but he's Keon the One. He's pretty famous in Las Vegas. I had Andrea Cruz, my girlfriend, the Mind, Body, Heart, Soul Retreat hostess, in charge of one of those. And then I had this guy, Ricardo Cruz. He's a great practitioner. He came back from the dead and everything, and it was everything around spirituality. He's just really in the depth of it because he used to be a hazmat specialist. So he took all of his knowledge, and once he came into doing spirituality, he had a completely different perspective. and I always have like long discussions with him about it, because he comes from a scientific standpoint rather than a you know, kind of like woo-woo, lost inside of it type of perspective.
When you say he came back from the dead, what does that mean?
So he had a car accident where when the car crashed, his body, I think he said his body shut down, and then he had a second time where he had an experience. I'd rather have him tell it, but the second one was where he's so eloquent when he tells it too, because he went through it, you know, like his body shut down a second time. It was a more self-induced one because he lost all his memory and couldn't do hazmat anymore. He lost the exact chemical equations to continue his job, and they ended up giving him a retirement pay. And to this day, he still gets it.
Oh, wow. Okay. See, now we got dogs moving in the background. We never know what's going to happen on the show. Yeah. Interesting. We might have to have him on as a guest, because I love to ask questions. I love to find out more, and I definitely love to learn. I tell people the Roundtable Talk Show, it's just my selfish way of learning from the best and what's going on in the world. Our next guest is Jen Ngozi. She is amazing. She owns Network, which is a networking and dance fitness company. Good morning, Jen. How are you? Good
morning, Sharifa. I'm well, thank you.
You look amazing. Got the peak popping. I love it. I love it. People are forgetting that it's spring, and you just look so springtime.
It is spring. And you know, you gave me a reason to pull myself together. You know, we're all at home looking our best. So it's nice to have a reason to get out and be in front of people. It's awesome.
Yes. Now, networking and dance fitness, put this together for me. Tell me about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So the thing about it is, I'm sure everyone can relate to going to a networking event and it being so like overwhelming, like, what do I do? Where do I even start? How do I even talk to people? And I know that was my experience when I was in Washington, D.C. And when I moved here, so I'm from California, I just remember thinking like, well, why is it that I can't go to a networking event and have fun, and I have to dread it? Like, I'm an extrovert. I love meeting people. So growing up, I've always been a dancer. And I used to ask myself, you know, how cool would it be to be able to have a networking experience that women didn't dread, that we actually enjoy having? And that's where the dance component comes. Dance has a way of letting people let their guards down and feeling free and less self-conscious. So if you tie that with something that people typically dread, then you have an experience that people look forward to. So that's how the two combine, because networking is important for women and being able to connect with each other and be able to build relationships, but also getting fit is part of being more confident. For a lot of us, how we look on the outside reflects what's going on the inside. So if we tie those two together, then you just have a mix of people who are just madly in love with themselves, well-connected, fit, confident. The rest is history.
Do you got them like dancing to meet each other? Because that's what I'm getting from that.
It's funny. I always get the question, like, what does it look like? Well, we actually break it up. You know, coming to the event, we start off with networking and everybody's exchanging information. We usually give them prompt questions. And then from there, we use that as like an icebreaker to let them let their guards down. After they finish networking and exchange the contact information, then we break off into the dance piece. And that's where the fun begins.
Is it like Zumba and salsa guided, or is it just like freestyle?
No, it's guided. So we have instructors.
I was like, is it like the club and then you're getting like, you know, contacts?
Yeah, so we have different themes. We usually pick a theme based on like what our students are interested. So we usually do dance, fitness, cardio, hip hop, cardio. We've done salsa networking events. We've done all types of events. We've done pole dancing when women think like, oh, you know, I'd love to build upper body strength. So we like to surprise our students and introduce different styles. So,
nice. So you're doing it virtually now, or is it you're taking a break?
Yes, we're doing it virtually.
And that's so fun.
So we started in the Washington, D.C. area, and now we have instructors who teach network in different states. So we're now in 10 different states.
Oh, I taught fitness for 18 years, so that's totally fun, like step and body pump. Oh, yeah, like, yeah, I got a lot of interests.
It's magic, honestly. the feeling it gets you when you're getting fit and connecting with people. It's just been a whirlwind trying to translate all of that into a virtual environment, which is what we're doing now.
Nice.
So Jen, I'm gonna ask the question that Dr. Keys is thinking. He wants to come to your events. Why can't the men come? Why is it only for the women?
Well, no one said that men weren't welcome. It's just women, if you look at the studies, right, you look at all the industries there are in the world, and unfortunately, women were still underrepresented in the leadership roles. And that's why Network was created specifically for women, because, you know, studies find that a lack of access to networking opportunities and a lack of confidence, those two factors contribute strongly to why women are underrepresented in almost every field out there. You know, so that's the reason why Network is catered to women, because we need a way to help us break the glass ceiling that isn't so formal and so traditional. Like, you have to, you know, go to this specific, you have to be a leader, we just need to connect and lift each other up, period. And when we start off by doing things that simple, then we will eventually see that level, that leadership level even out, and seeing more women on top. So that's why Network caters to women. We don't say that men are not welcomed. We just have a lot of fun with each other. So
franchise, or do you own the business and then you try to find people in different cities to do the networking for you?
So we own the business. How it works is instructors, when they're interested, they go on our website and then they get certified. We have a certification course that allows them to take the e-learning course, learn our system, get access to our database and our routines, and then they can launch their own network events.
So that's it. Let's introduce our next guest, Jamie Adler. And one of the reasons you're asking those questions is you specialize in being a team leader as well as a wine consultant. So when I met Jamie and she was like, I'm into leadership and wine, I was like, two of my favorite things. Yes. Come talk to the people. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Don't you love his laugh?
And he's not even drinking yet, or maybe he is. My world, it's 5 o'clock all day long. Okay, this is just perpetual 5 o'clock. It doesn't matter. I get you something to drink, no matter what time it is.
So, how do you blend the two, Jamie?
So basically, I'm a wine consultant with a winery called Wine Shop at Home. We're a winery based in Napa Valley, California. We have a second generation winemaker who sources grapes from all over the world, brings them back, and makes all these amazing blends at limited distribution. You can only get these wines through a wine consultant. They're not in any stores, which is kind of exciting. And it's also really exciting because we release 4 new wines a month. So if you're a wine lover, you really get to be part of this lifestyle of discovering all these really great wines all the time. And it's been amazing. So what we're doing now, even before all this stuff happened, basically I'm just getting people together to discover wine, enjoy wine, pair wine with food or light bites, and really figure out like how your lifestyle can incorporate wine in it. Some people just like to drink, which is totally fine. And some people like to actually have an experience with the food. So we do a lot of food pairings. Every wine comes with a vint note, which includes all the information about the wine, the appellation, tidbits, facts, the rest of it, and then a great recipe on the back. So you're really having this experience with the wine. So for me, I've been in this industry for, I guess, going on 4 years now. I offer people an opportunity to create an additional revenue stream or become leaders themselves. My team right now since January is about 25 big so far and across 8 states. I just made a shift from a different company to this company. So not bad for 4 months. I actually just promoted yesterday. So now I'm a group leader instead of a team leader, whatever that means. All good. And so we're now going to the virtual world as well. So I'm actually offering people a way to connect with friends, with coworkers, with their sorority sisters, with their book clubs, with their soccer team. Doesn't matter, over Zoom for a virtual wine tasting. And so there's a bunch of different ways they can do it. They can buy wine ahead of time. We make little sample cups up. We wipe them down with Clorox, drop them off in a nice bag with gloves on, whatever. They bring those tasting pours to the Zoom event where we taste and drink and chat, or we just do it virtually. bring what you're drinking. And if it happens to be a Diet Coke, it's all good. We talk about what you liked it because we do them every day. And sometimes people don't want to drink on a Monday. Not really sure why, but you know, everyone has their thing. And then we talk about what you like to drink, what you like to eat, what could possibly be paired with you. And then we have all these great specials going on and they can purchase wine. And then the hostess gets a bunch of perks and stuff for putting the whole thing together. So it's been really fun and great. And I don't know about you guys, but like, I get kind of bored looking at the same people who live in my house all day. So like, I don't mind chatting.
You're like, I need the wine.
You find out what they do for work or what they like. And then you start creating other relationships and building your network. And it's been really great.
Building your network, you said it.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, we do a lot of gifting. So last Saturday, it was snowing here. It was ridiculous. And in Boston, and I just was like, you know, I need to find some loan officers. Cause as we know, the mortgage rates are so low. A lot of people are refinancing. What could be better than a personalized bottle of wine? We do personalized labels. You can put your logo on it, corporate logo. You could put your kids' faces on it, send it to your mom and say, hey, the kids miss you, whatever you want. And so what was interesting about it is that I think that if I had done this before all this COVID-19 stuff started happening, it would have appeared as poaching, right? Mm-hmm. But now what I said to everyone was like, hey, to be clear, I don't want to refinance my house. I just moved 2 years ago. I wish I could, but I can't. However, I'm wondering if you do closing gifts. This is what I do. This is what I offer. I'm looking to expand my network. And because we could only network virtually right now, it wasn't a weird poaching, uncomfortable, like, oh, she's just trying to spam me. If it didn't work for me, maybe I know someone it works for because I'm offering a service, like a really nice personalized service you could offer for your clients too. And it was really interesting. 8 people asked for information, which would not have gone that way if I had done that in February, which I wouldn't have done anyway, because you don't spam people on direct message and say, hey, you want me to offer my stuff? I would never have done that. But I just find it very interesting how things are shifting that way. Like, we have no other way to network unless you stand on your porch and scream to someone down the street and try to have some weird 6-foot apart conversation. You know what I mean? So
absolutely. Don't give me any ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Daryl doesn't need any ideas. But I love the idea of the wine gifting. So I'll make sure we get an Ash Sharifa logo on the wine bottle, because that's what we
For sure. That'd be great. It's thank yous. I have a lot of background in PR too. And I think the personalized labels for me is a really great way to push your brand forward, right? Yes. Let's say you're a realtor and you're doing an open house. You can pour bubbly from Costco, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, you never know who's walking through your open house. They could be people who are just nosy neighbors, or they do want to find a house or whatever, or not ready yet, but just want to meet realtors. Wouldn't it be smarter to put bubbly out with your logo on it? So at every turn, someone's seeing your brand recognition instead of cupcake, which cupcake is great. But for you creating your own brand, cupcake does nothing for you.
That's what we do here. And that's what I'm working on, getting the Ash Sharifa brand out. So some nice wine in the mail to Sharifa Hardy, to Ash Sharifa, will give me an idea of how to relax. That's what I need to do, because it's been a long weekend. Now we have Daryl, we have Jamie, we have Jen. But you know, I got to come back to Dr. Keith. Dr. Keith is still mad at me. He won't forgive me. So I got to give him some attention. So Daryl does meditation. Jamie has the wine, and Jen is working out, Dr. Keith. But you do assessments with leadership. So what's a good way to put all this together and make it work for everyone's brand, Dr. Keith? Talk to us.
I'm just mad. I'm just so angry. I could barely even talk right now.
I can see. One day you'll forgive me. Forgiveness is the key.
And you are working this way too much, Sharif. You are. So, part of all of the stuff that we're learning about ourselves right now, and, you know, a lot of people say, well, listen, in hard times, that really develops you. I actually disagree with that comment. Hard times reveal your character. They don't develop your character. You have a choice to develop your character in hard times. So it's just like the storm reveals the leak in your roof. Storm doesn't fix the leak in the roof. So right now we have an opportunity to really work on ourselves. And when we have 13 assessments that are now in 12 languages, 30 countries. This is our 40th year as a country, 30 or company, pardon me. 30th year that I've been connected to it. So the meta skill for the 21st century is self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Tasha's book, proved that, a New York Times bestseller called Insights. So get to know ourselves. How does this connect? You're talking, Jen, about networking, right? And we have a different definition of extroversion. Extroversion has nothing to do with people. It has to do with how I influence the environment. The what we call the continuum that actually links to it is there's people who are into relationships, people that are into tasks. And then we are on this continuum of some level or another. So getting to know myself and how I come across and how I show up to people. So it was interesting because Tasha's research, and she's in Boulder, Colorado, or in Denver, Colorado, said that what percentage of people believe that they know themselves and how they come across and how they perceive by others. And my opinion of myself is equal to what other people think about me. Well, 85% of the people in this research said that they believe that they do themselves. And then what happened is Tasha went back and said, what percentage of people actually are congruent? And so the percentage of individuals who actually are congruent with your own opinion of self is less than 10%. So the majority of the population is delusional. Who you are, how you come across, there's not a congruence. So there's just, you know, we talk about probably, Daryl, you're doing mindfulness. And when you're thinking about meditation, you're really kind of being, we use two words in the beginning of our leadership assessment about being grounded and centered. So most people are not here now. They're somewhere else, and ADHD and all that kind of stuff and mobile devices.
Oh,
so,
yeah. When you have it.
Go ahead, Daryl.
Oh, when you have ADHD, one thing that happens is, you know, the average person has, what is it? I think it's 10 thoughts per minute. When you have ADD or ADHD, it's 15 to 20 thoughts per minute.
Well, I've already had 5 since you just talked. So, we're going to get you a breathing apparatus, Daryl, so that you don't choke yourself when you're laughing. So I want to make sure that you're okay, that you're taken care of. So I think right in this time, we have all these different things we're doing. I mean, we're already virtual. All our assessments are already online and you could take in your mobile device. But I think at this point for us is that now's the time to kind of work on self. Now, I know that there's been a lot of information that's come out that says, listen, I can't work on myself. I'm just so distraught, so upset over what's going on, so distracted by what's going on. I said, well, the problem is you're listening to the news. We have not watched somebody said CNN stands for constantly negative news or something like that. We have not watched the network or 24-hour news for a month. Yes, I have it on my phone and I have a stream and I, you know, I'm informed. But you need to be able to make sure that you manage. What's that?
The briefings are better. You kind of are aware so that you know how to be safe and don't delve into the details because it can put you in a tailspin.
Yeah.
It's hard to get out of it. Yeah.
And the problem out there, and of course, on it, this would be heated because this is Friday, Sharifa, is the misinformation. You know, I'm a health expert as well. I have a diploma in nutrition and genetics, and we have a wellness assessment. Most of the information out there is sensationalized. It's incorrect. Now it's politicized. And then you just see, now I live in Canada. Now, Dr. Anderson, who lives in Chico, California, actually San Bernardino now, founded our company. So I'm connected to the US quite closely. My relatives live in Seattle. So it's so political on what people are doing. And even here in Canada and around the world. And so it's quite different. So it's very, very unfortunate that, oh, this is what's going on. That's what's happening. And now they've proven that WHO was wrong for most of the time. So they didn't even know what they were talking about. So right now, I think you need to own your own space. I think you need to be in charge of self. And I know Sharifa and I, Daryl, come from the same space. I'm actually an ordained pastor. So when we think about where do I get my strength from, I'm grounded and centered in the spiritual world. It's not something here. So what I don't see is where my strength comes, not from what I do see. So I think we want to create our own reality in that space. So Sharifa, does that sort of answer your question a little bit? So of what we should do and where we should go and just own our space, make sure that input is development natured, be engaged and have fun like Jamie's doing where, you know, if you're going to have personalized wine labels delivered and you're going to drink your own wine and be famous with yourself in your own room, sure, that's fine. You know, so have fun with all of those things, but do control your space, be in charge of it, and don't let anybody in or restrict anybody that's going to take away from that energy.
Right. Yeah, that answered my question.
And I think to add to that, I think it's not only, you know, focusing on the self. I think sometimes we get so lost in our world, we forget to ask, well, how can we be of service to others? And the moment you do that, I notice that you almost stop being so obsessed with yourself and your own circumstances and start to think that this is bigger than me. This is bigger than who I am. By little things, everyone has a community that they serve. So by looking at that community and asking yourself, well, what can I do for my community? That immediately takes away some of the anxiety that we feel when we're so tunnel vision focused on the news. You know, when you said limit the news, I myself had to start doing that several weeks ago, starting to section out time where I'm allowed to watch the news, but do not be so glued to it, because I noticed that it affects my brain differently and my peace differently. But the moment I snap out of that and start looking at our community at Network and thinking, well, what do they need? A lot of our community is unemployed right now. We are a networking organization. So part of our focus now is providing networking opportunities, virtual networking opportunities, so that these members in our community that are unemployed, they have now a space to connect with relationship. By that simple thought of thinking, what does my community need? That and now takes me out of the space where I'm panicking about my own circumstances and everything going on in my life.
Yeah, that's interesting, because the thing that I was taught was that when you are getting emotional about a situation, you don't want to create too much thoughts that kind of like draw in a bunch of gravity and make your life heavy. You right. want to free yourself from being too in your head. Because when you're in your head, you're just making your whole life a lot heavier. But when you're in your heart, everything's a lot lighter, because the heart is like a source of freedom. And so when you are emotionally well, you're also going to be mentally well. When you are mentally well, your life is going to be a lot better. Just because you're, you know, you're joyful, you're in lighter emotions. And so your life's a lot lighter, as opposed to being heavier from all the worries, doubts, fears. You know, those have a completely different feeling to them compared to joy, happiness, and fulfillment. And it's funny, I've been seeing a lot of networking happening from women, because I've joined a lot of networking events. One of them was with Manny Lopez. And it was just a whole bunch of women. Like there was like 20 women and then like two guys or like three guys. And I went all 3 days. It was primarily women. And I was like, hi, ladies, you know. And right. I've noticed that also during this time, a lot of women's events have been popping up, like women's networking events. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, hey, that's especially good, you know, that you host one too, because that's what's, you know, women are really connective. While men will be like, say like two sentences to each other and that's it.
I think it's like, also
women will get in the depth.
Yeah, like I hate to say this, but women are basically have a lot on their plates, and potentially more than we have before. So like we're working, mm-hmm. we're potentially homeschooling the kids. Like my husband is going to work still, so he's not, he's mm-hmm. doing a little bit of the homeschooling. So I gotta homeschool the kids. Okay, I was not a teacher for a reason. I got to be a homemaker. I got to cook 3 meals a day instead of potentially like 1.5, right? So breakfast is like a full-on buffet now, with like homemade pancakes and French toast and the rest, instead of just cereal, right? Then it's a hot lunch. Like nobody wants a peanut butter sandwich around here. Let's have ravioli. Let's make lentil soup from scratch. Okay. And
then I got to clean it up. Make it easy. Give me some PB&J.
Yeah, but then you got to clean it up, right? So it's like all these extra things that we wouldn't have necessarily had before, whether we had outside help, nannies, babysitters, whatever the case is.
Oh yeah.
We want to connect with other people, because we need to know that everyone's going through the same thing. It's fine. But also kind of be like, listen, I just want to chat with like-minded people, not the same people asking for food all the time. This is not a zoo or a cafeteria, you know, like, and I think that right now there's a bigger draw for that, which is, I think, why for me, people are like, let's do it over wine, but let's do it over fitness. Mm-hmm. Like I've been taking I taught fitness for a long time, but now I don't anymore. I've been doing Zoom calls with the girls from the gym. Why? I could live stream the stuff from the gym with one woman telling me what to do, or I could be in a situation like this with 12 women, there's a couple of men on, who cares? And we chit chat beforehand, we chit chat after, that's the best part of the whole thing besides the sweat, right? It's just the connection with people, like someone else's face. Like, it's just, there's just something about it. And I think that women just gravitate towards that potentially a little bit more than men for whatever reason. I think they network and connect differently, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're so relationship oriented. And just like you said, Jamie, like now is a time everyone's going through so much. And sometimes you just need that outlet. And women are more likely to be in tune with our emotions and recognize that, hey, I need support right now. And I'm going to go out and get it. Whereas men may just bottle that inside. I know my husband and I are really different. I'm spending a lot of time on the phone, Zooming, FaceTiming people. Whereas, you know, he's, again, just on the news and just taking in the information. But I think sometimes the disconnect is, well, how are you feeling? What can support you? There's support systems out there. Go and tap into that. But they're maybe not as proactive in terms of seeking out support.
Yeah.
And you mentioned something earlier about giving to others. The research is clear. There's a study done at a local university where the psychology professor gave the students $5. Said, go buy a gift for yourself or go buy a gift for a friend. In every time that they bought a gift for their friend, their happiness coefficient went up. So, you know, it's better to give than receive is legit science. So part of that, you know, when you develop yourself, you bring the whole person, which is what we're referencing. Can I develop myself, not from a self-centered point of view, but from a self-honoring point of view? Because sometimes people have been sort of, pardon the French, Sharifa, crapping on themselves and not
that was French.
Really, yeah, that was French. So they haven't really been honoring themselves. Not again, we don't want arrogance. We don't want hubris. We don't want that. That's not what we're talking about, is that now I come with this confidence. Then I can I engage others from there? So I support what you're saying, Jen, as far as giving to others, supporting others. Maybe part of that strategy, my development is that I have hesitated to reach out to others. I've hesitated to encourage others. So maybe I put that on my plate as part of my development and to say, who could I call today to encourage? Who could I text today to encourage? Who could I reach out to encourage? So all of the things you guys are talking about.
And you'll see your happiness.
Is really important for sure too. Like any time that you can give back, we have a line of wine called Glory that supports an organization called America's Mighty Heroes that supports veteran families. And right now that's super important because as we know, there's a lot of just other issues potentially that come with veteran families when they come back from being overseas, a lot of PTSD and the rest of it. And that when you're isolated like this, it kind of takes that a little bit to the next level. Unfortunately, sometimes it's very hard to get services virtually the same way that you could, you know, or you don't know how to do that. So this organization, not just because of now, but in general, will help families that are in need, whether they have lost a loved one in combat or overseas or in the military, or they're just coming home and they have other issues. It could be mental health. It could just be other disease, whatever the case is. So we donate 2 bottles from every bottle of this line of wine called Glory back to America's Mighty Heroes. So the give back is, you know, and no matter what you're doing, there's a way to give back in a meaningful way, which is nice. I do a lot of wine tasting fundraisers. So we'll come together, we'll drink wine, they'll buy what they want. And then we make a donation back to whatever organization they want to. We just did that for something locally. So it's a nice way for people like, yeah, I need wine. I like wine. I want to drink wine and I'm giving back. So yay, you know, no brainer. So it's always great to be able to incorporate that sort of thing into what you're doing.
Yeah. Like with spirituality, you know, I was taught to tithe 3 things, tithe my time, tithe my treasure, and tithe my talent. And so because I've practiced meditation for 12 years, I started to do thoughtless meditation, transcendental meditation, candle meditation, some guided meditation, and toning. And I've been teaching that during my meditations. And so what it's done is it's taking these things that I'm great at and putting it all together so that people could not only find peace within themselves, so that through any situation they can approach it with peace rather than frantic, stressed, or some form of anxiety or some form of depression about what's happening. I've noticed that the people who have been attending them have not only benefited emotionally, but they've also changed their habits to better habits that they've been wanting for a while, because they've been trying to fix the body when they needed to fix, you know, their own emotions, their own connection with their heart and their mind and their gut, you know, like when you connect those three, they're called Dantian in the Taoist culture or the Tao. And when you connect those, you know, you connect the three major centers of the body, it makes it so that you're able to approach a situation with more understanding, more peace, more clarity, so that you don't have some type of fog, you know, like brain fog is a word that exists. And, you know, sometimes your diet contributes to that, but if you fix the soul, it fixes the body. Mm-hmm. You know, you see this all the time with people who recover completely, like someone gets struck by lightning, they're told they can never walk again, they start walking, you know, like a month later. And it's the power of the, it's the power of the you know, the conscious self. You know, it's not what you see, it's what sees through you. So what's looking when you look? Like it always feels like when you're looking at anything, it's something beyond yourself that's looking at it. Like it feels like there's something deeper than what's, you know, coming out of your eyes. Yeah. And
well, let me just say this, not to interrupt you, Daryl, but what's interesting to me that I want to point out to everyone who's watching and to the other panelists is just listening to Daryl. Daryl has years of experience, but I just wanted to mention that you stepped out and offer more during this global pandemic, not just doing the meditations by yourself, not just the research, not just the studying. You said, you know what, let me be of service to mankind. And this is when you actually started pushing yourself a little bit to be able to help others more, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's made it to where I put my, because my girlfriend's always been in the spiritual community since starting her Mind, Body, Heart, Soul retreats. And I never gone out and actually put myself out there. And I would always go to these events. I'm like, you know, I'm clairvoyant, I'm psychic. You know, I got like, I'm able to, if I get any type of cut, I can stop the bleeding immediately. If I ever have.
The thing. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I practiced. So I practiced certain techniques. One of them, steel skin from Shaolin monks. So it's where I wouldn't even, where I used to walk around a farm in sandals, and chicken wire would stab my feet, but it would never pierce my feet because I practiced steel skin.
I didn't know that was a thing. I learned so much on the Roundtable Talk Show. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. It's a thing that's out there. Like, it's just usually only in the Shaolin temple that people practice those techniques.
Okay.
And
I knew you were doing your meditation. I didn't even know you had all these psychic abilities. So what are you picking up for the future of the Roundtable Talk Show?
Celebrities.
No kidding. Tell them to come over.
Daryl, we're already on. She doesn't have to go for anywhere else. All of us are celebrities here.
Yeah.
Well, what I've seen for it is a much bigger platform. And then there will be alternating guests. So it'll continue to have a unique dynamic, but there will be certain ones that are recurring to where people would tune in for them specifically. And on top of that, you would have some type of major specialized guest, like Shia LaBeouf, like Johnny Depp. I'm trying to think of what musician that is, but there'll be a couple, you know, really solid people that you're gonna have, and.
I'm just giving you a hard time, Daryl. Go ahead.
Literally going to pull it all out. So if you want to hear it, here it comes.
I didn't even expect all that. I'm like, Johnny Depp is going to be on my show. You heard it here first from Daryl.
You're most likely going to have Deepak Chopra on here.
Oh, wow. Can we call him? Tell him I want to be a guest.
I have a connection.
tell him I want to talk to him. I want to sit down and have a conversation with him about life in general and what's going on in the world, current events.
You know, it's something that's a little interesting is I have someone who has Deepak Chopra's meditations, like live streams. Mm-hmm. And she put me on the same website as him. And and she's been putting together a think tank along with, I think you know Shannon Leichner, right?
Yes, I love Shannon Leichner. I'm going to have Shannon Leichner on the show. The only reason I haven't had Shannon yet is because the 8 o'clock time doesn't work for Shannon. But one day soon, we're going to have Shannon Leichner on the show. Everyone's going to love Shannon. Shannon is an amazing medium, psychic. And that's very interesting. But one of the things that I love about Shannon is, unfortunately, she was shot in the Las Vegas incident.
The riots?
With the mass shooting. But she, when she was shot, instead of just leaving and running away, Shannon helped so many other people to not get shot, but also to get to safety. So we're going to sit down with Shannon Leichner. We're going to talk about her abilities, but we're also going to talk about the Las Vegas mass shooting and how she was able to assist and just be there for everyone. Because I think that's what Jim was saying earlier. It's not just always about self. Is about what you can do to help others. Jen?
So I'm having an event with myself, Shannon Leichner, my girlfriend, Andrea Cruz. I don't know, are you familiar with Jennifer Cahill?
I don't know offhand.
She's she hosts Awake TV Network. She's also on LA Talk Radio. And and she's been working, she you know, has been on Fox News, CBS, and the like. But we've been putting together a think tank. Mm-hmm. And our think tank is actually putting together an event. This was all my suggestion. I was like, hey, we're all from this background. Why don't we make something so that everybody could benefit from it, turn it into something. And then what I was thinking was to make it into a course and then have like additional kind of like modules, and then have people engage with that and learn not only spirituality, but the business of it. And on top of that, learn how we can have better connection. And then one of the, you know, like one of the people hosting it that we have in the group has been working with coaching and leadership. And so it's just kind of like a diverse crowd, and we're kind of bringing all the minds together to make something that's positive and beneficial for not only the community, but also for individual growth and progress, you know, to a much deeper extent.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was something that I've been working on. And so we put that together probably like this week we had the idea. So I just started to put some action behind it.
Mm-hmm. Jen, you were talking earlier about the benefits of helping others. And I know that's what network does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I love what Jen's been doing.
Yeah, no, thank you. I feel as though whenever you can tie something to what you're doing in terms of any organization or any company, it makes it personal almost. You know, because any entrepreneur on this call can attest to how it can be so challenging. And especially at times like this, I know there's a lot of business owners that I've connected with who, you know, it makes you question yourself, like, am I going around the right path? This is something that I really wanted to be doing. But when you're connected to a mission, and if that mission involves supporting other people, it's almost like it's your motivation during these tough times, because we all need it. I'm sure everyone just questions, you know, like you said earlier, Kim, this is a season where everyone, you don't start to look at, you're not really self-evaluating, but you're just kind of, it shows you different sides of different issues that were already there. It just brings it up to the surface because now we have more time to evaluate it. So I do find that when you have something you're personally connected to, like a mission, for us, it's building that confidence in women, building that community with women. It more so, it reminds you to keep going. That's the motivation. You know, you're always asked, okay, what's your motivation to keep going when it's tough? The motivation is that there are people who, you know, you can touch, you're changing their lives. You know, when you get emails and testimonials from students saying, hey, I lost this much weight ever since I started attending your events, or I met these people, this person connected me, and, you know, now we're partnering, and, you know, I found an internship through this, or I found a job opportunity, that's your motivation. And again, regardless of the pandemic and whatever's going on in the world, you, there's always something that's bigger than yourself and your own circumstances that can continue to kind of push you forward when it's tough, because it gets tough.
I think Warren Buffett said, your network is your net worth.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So Jen, let me ask you one of the things that we talk about on the show, that has been key for business owners and entrepreneurs, is the word pivot. A lot of businesses had to pivot in order to even stay open and operate. Now, I know with network and the fitness aspect, initially it was brick and mortar. People were doing it in person. There wasn't the virtual aspect of it. Have you found that even when we go back to the new normal, there's a certain aspect of the virtual world that you would like to continue?
Yes, absolutely. And I think you said it, pivoting is so key. Now is the time where you're thinking like bigger, like you're thinking, well, what else can we be doing? With the virtual world, one thing we're definitely going to keep is we're going to make it very easy and keep it virtual for instructors to be able to join. Now, you know, if you want to join the movement, if you're someone who likes dance or hasn't taught dance in a while or grew up dancing, but then all of a sudden stopped because you grew up and felt pressure to get a real job or whatever, then we make it so that you can easily from home go online, register to get certified and be able to launch your own network events and be able to keep the profits from your own events. We're going to maintain that because we find that very easy for people. Although we will do events in person again, we want to make it very easy for people to join online. That's one aspect we're keeping. Another thing we're getting ready to launch is new products that can support our community, because that can be sold virtually too. So this is a season where we're asking ourselves, well, what do our customers need right now? Like, what's going on in their worlds? What's going to be different? What's our new normal going to look like when the world opens up? When the world opens up, a lot of people are going to still want virtual stuff. We're going to get so used to it. It's going to become, like they say, the new normal. And then we're also going to think about, well, what can we learn from this season that we can continue to go forward? And I think part of that is just maintaining that community, regardless of whether we're able to be in person or not. That is the key takeaway that we want to pivot permanently, is how do we stay in touch regardless of what's going on in society, whether we can meet in person or we cannot. So that's where social media is coming in place. That's where a lot of like live virtual events is coming in place. A lot of those things that we're starting to do because of the pandemic, I see these things being permanent, because this should all teach us that we need to be open-minded. We need to be flexible. We need to take advantage of the tools that are out there to keep us connected. For example, Zoom has been around for a while, but all of a sudden it's exploded overnight. That's because no one was really looking at it as a way to kind of communicate. So being able to continue doing lives, virtual happy hours, virtual network events and meet and greets. I mean, we've been able to touch more people just doing that than having these in-person events where they're location-based. So if you're in Florida, you can go to them. If you're in DC, you can go to them, or Maryland. Now it's, well, if we maintain this and we continue to support our community, regardless of what's going on, anywhere that they're based. So these are some lessons that we're starting to learn and realize that, hey, you know, we can do more, we can affect more, if we can touch more, if we take advantage of all these tools that have been out there for a while to make our lives so much easier.
You know, something that's
also, because people generally think wine tasting virtually, like, don't I need to taste it? You know, so we've never done that before. So now we've definitely pivoted as well, but it's still working out great. Like, you can do two different things. Like, if I had a friend in Texas, like I said, she could order the wines that we're tasting, bring them out to her friends, deliver them, we can taste them that way, or not, you know, just jump on the Zoom, chat about the wine, connect with each other, it's all good. But for you, I just thought, like, if I wanted to build my network, let's say in Texas, I could potentially join a fitness networking group in Texas and meet people in a different market that I would not necessarily be able to get into living in Boston. So that could really explode for you. Like, I could see that being a really big pivot point. I keep saying the same word again, but for the business, could be really interesting.
You brought up a really good point, Jen. When it came to business and how it's been adapting and how it's been kind of transforming, the reason why Toys R Us went under bankruptcy, and they'd been approached by Amazon before. They were going to be like the official toy company that went through Amazon. Mm-hmm. They got approached by them, and then Toys R Us turned them down, and they never built a website. They never put up a website where people could buy and purchase toys. They never put up kind of like in any type of platform. They didn't put in Etsy. They didn't put in, you know, things like that. And because of that, they lost out on so much business that they ended up having to file for bankruptcy because people didn't always want to go into stores.
Right.
Like even Walmart has walmart.com where you can purchase and order stuff and have it sent to you or go to it.
You can order on toysrus.com?
I don't know if they're still in business, but if they are, then they made the change and actually put a website up because they had a website up. It just was really late in the game. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like you can like pre-order and then come into the store and pick it up.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
there's like a lot of inconveniences with it.
Yeah, I think that's a lesson to all business owners, regardless of what your industry is. You almost have to be thinking ahead of time about what could potentially happen. How could society shift? I think comfort is the death to any business or any venture that you're doing. You always have mm-hmm. to be hungry and researching and flexible. You know, I could have sat around for a few months and seen, oh, well, what's going to happen with this? We'll just resume later. We can just see, play it out. But it's almost like the moment you see these changes, you just have to adapt quickly. You can't spend too much time assessing, accept it for what it is and start to work towards innovating at the moment. You just can't get too comfortable or take too long, unfortunately.
Yeah, like you. Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Know, like Blockbuster didn't adapt. They actually got approached too. By I think it was Redbox approached Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. And if they did business with Redbox, then they'd probably have been, you know, continued to be a $1 billion company. But they stayed brick and mortar. Yeah, a lot of these companies are learning that that's what's putting people out of business. They close down locations because the quarantine or the self-isolation and all because of that, you can't order their products because they're not online. They're not digital. They're all just, you know, physical locations. People are suffering just because they weren't prepared.
Right. It's almost
I think that's what we found across the board. I mean, across the globe is that no one was prepared. That's one of the things that we were discussing on yesterday's show is we realized how unprepared we were. We also realized, at least here in America, I can't speak for Canada, but we discussed this yesterday, the whole manufacturing aspect. What do we manufacture here? What do we have here? So just in case our other resources in other parts of the world are unavailable, we're still able to live our lives and purchase and have whatever it is that we need here. But we're also learning that one of the things that has been affected is our small businesses, our local businesses. And that's one of the things that we've been doing here in Long Beach, California. I know personally, as I see all of the emails and the newsletters that will tell us this local business is open, support this local business. I see the Facebook ads that promotes discounts to our local businesses to order the food or to order the products, because many of them have been shut down where your larger chain stores, your Walmarts, your Costco's, they're open. So it's affecting all of us in a lot of different ways, but we just have to be prepared. We just have to adapt and we have to figure out how to do that pivot so that we stay in business. Now we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I love to do at the end of every show is just allow my guests the opportunity to speak a few final words to not only everyone who's watching the show live, but also everyone who's watching it in the archives, and let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance. So we're going to go ahead and start with Jamie. And Jamie, you can only mention the word wine twice.
Okay. I would love to be able to offer you your choice of libation and be able
You're quick, Jamie.
To recommend anything that's in your flavor profile, you can go to my website, take our Venotype test, find out where you fall in our palette of selections, and then I can choose the wine that is great for you. We're having a great sale right now if you want to try some of these varietals. Buy 3, 4, 5, or 6, get the Get one at half off and $10 shipped, just ships directly to your doorstep. We unfortunately do not ship to Delaware, Rhode Island, Utah, Kentucky, Alabama, Delaware, and Hawaii. So, and New Jersey. So I'm sorry if you live in those areas, find someone in a neighboring border town. You can deliver right to your doorstep. You can deliver to a Walgreens. Our wine club's really great if you like to discover new drinks. I've said it twice now. So you can go to my website, www.wineshopathome.com/Jamie, J-A-I-M-I-E. If you want to do a virtual wine tasting, I can do them wherever you're at. Any group that you're in, friends, block party, sorority sisters, book club, you know, mommy's group, you name it, we can do it. It's a super fun way to connect. And I would love to do that for you guys.
Wonderful. Thank
you. I did it, right? I only said it twice.
I like you, Jamie. You're quick. You're swift. You're fast on your feet. She's a libations. I love it. I felt like I was in church there for a minute. Just have for us. Jen, final words, Jen.
Oh, my time. Okay. So I want to wrap up by saying that, you know, now is a very tough time for everyone. If you're looking for any type of community to be a part of, if you're someone who loves dance or just workout fitness in general, if you're someone who's looking to join a community and give back or start to teach your own dance events, we are always looking for instructors to join our movement. We have a very open community and you can join from anywhere in the country. So if you want to reach out to me personally, I'm Jen at networkmovement.com, and that's network spelled N-E-T-W-E-R-K movement.com. And you can just visit networkmovement.com. We're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, we're on Facebook at Network Movement, and we're always looking for opportunities to at events, to host network at different women's conferences and conventions, speak on talk shows, radio shows. So if you're looking for appearances, if you're looking for someone who or activity at your event, it's a great opportunity with the summer coming up to get fit, start working out. So networkmovement.com.
It looks fun. It looks exciting. Daryl, what do you have for us?
So anybody who wants to tune into my meditation, the link's included. It's in the description for Sharifa's live. And on top of that, we're going to be having that event. It's going to be May 30th. And it's going to be me, Shannon Leichner, Jennifer Cahill, Andrea Cruz, and many others. Orion Talme, and a bunch of other people. And anybody who wants to get into that, kind of pre-register and everything like that, they can contact me. And then on top of that, if anybody needs any home security, so any internet or TV service, I also do that still.
I love it. Daryl just blew me away. Now all of a sudden we're doing TVs. Before we were stopping the bleeding. We got to figure out what else you do.
I pretty much could do a lot of stuff. Like I spent like 12 years trying to figure out myself, and that got me in like 7 or 8 years of sales. Okay. And then I figured out I'm good at it. I got like top of most organizations. I was always like selling by myself what a whole region would sell, or like multiple regions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're gonna have to hire you over here at Ash Sharifa. We're gonna have you do some selling and get some guests, do something. We'll add a new skill.
Oh, yeah. I can make it happen. No limits with me.
The call's going straight to Johnny Depp.
Yes, and Deepak Chopra.
I might be able to get Arnold Schwarzenegger on the line with you.
Make those phone calls. Get to work, Daryl. You're hired. And we are again at the end of the show. Dr. Ken Keys, I appreciate you coming on the show. Please take us out with some final words.
Well, I was thinking when everybody's talking about pivoting, I got into this industry 30 years ago when there was no internet. Oh, can imagine if we were to scroll back, there wasn't even email when I got into this industry in the 90s.
Wow.
So I actually commuted from Vancouver to Detroit. We were doing all the training for Chrysler every week for a year because we couldn't even send our stuff. So I think we want to be reflective is that at this time, technology is allowing us to do things that we couldn't have even done or even considered 20, 25, or 30 years ago. So the millennials that are on the line, guess what? There is a life without the internet. There was prior to it. So I just appreciating that sort of dynamic in that situation. What would we have done at that point? For it? My encouragement is really when we wrap this up is that, you know, in this time, it doesn't have to be traumatic. you have to kind of manage that whole energy for yourself and to own your space. I'm not saying it's easy. And because I've had to lay people off of my company and all those components, but we're going to come out on the other side. We will. And I think we're also need to be reflective, as Daryl and Jen and Jamie and everybody's talking about sort of our own insights. Is my encouragement is that you own your space. Make sure that you allow the people in it that are positive, affirming, that are moving you forward, not draining you. If you happen to be married to a negative person, well, then just close the door and then sequester them in a different room. So from there, just go forward, own your space. And then I do have a free gift. Remember, I'm going to give a copy of my book. So you can go to crgleader.com. All our tools and assessments are available to professional developers around the world. You don't need certification, but if you're a consultant, coach, trainer, then we have a licensed associate program. You can go to kenkeis.com. It's KEIS/ask. And that, I wonder where I got that, right, Sharifa? Or if you want to get my other book, which we've just gone into, our fifth printing, third edition, is Why Aren't You More Like Me? So those are available, and then they can learn more to be able to develop themselves.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. I want to thank all of our guests. I love the show. I love the guests. I love my life. I love what I do. And it's only because of people like you. So I want to thank you all for being guests on today's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I also want to thank everyone who tuned in live. You are welcome, Daryl. For everyone who tuned in live to the show, I appreciate your support, but I'm going to ask for a little bit more support. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and share this show so that your friends also are able to learn from today's guest. And also, I'm going to ask you to support our guests by visiting their websites, checking them out. And if you contact them, please let them know you heard about them on the Roundtable Talk Show. And if you are interested in being a guest, visit the website at asksharifa.com and select Be a Guest. And again, I have my hat from Waking Giants. You can visit their website at wakinggiants.me and find some of the resources that they have available during this time in history. Whew, it's been a long week. We will be back on Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, everyone have a safe and a blessed weekend. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.